Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In Virgil, one of the wounded warriors returns from battle. His body lies askance in the chariot like a little boy's stick in the sand. Virgil gives something of the determination we need today when the warrior rides into the city and cries out, "Nevertheless, holding the reins." Too often at the cry of battle or the appearance of difficulty, we run up the white flag and surrender, or at least make a strong plea for negotiations. The individual who emerges victorious in life is the person who rides out to battle and emerges bearing the marks and scars of victory, but nevertheless is still holding the reins. Who doubts that it's easier to get a divorce or walk out and start all over? Who would deny the fact that it's easier to declare bankruptcy than face the debts that hang over your head? Yes, the easy way out is to tell off your boss, walk off the job, and go to work somewhere else. But are you really holding the reins in life when you seek an easy way out? Have you really won? William Shakespeare once wrote, "To thine own self be true, and it shall follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man." The individual who takes the easy way out cheats himself or herself of the real thrill of victory when he or she has faced the challenge and has conquered it. The road to mediocrity is the way of retreat and compromise. Moses wrote, "The days of our years are 70 years, or 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow." Now, we could rephrase what Moses said by saying, "The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of antibiotics they're 80, yet is their strength labor and difficulty, real trouble." If you're a chronic gloomhanger, constantly looking on the dark side of life, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Don't forget, the water runs downhill for all the fish in the stream. You're prone to think your case is a little bit rougher than everyone else's. A friend of mine is a social service worker. She says that nearly everybody who comes for help sincerely believes that his lot is harder than the next person's, and that ill luck, bad luck, has singled him out for rougher treatment than the average. Hey, we all feel that way at times. But to sit in our misery and draw a circle of gloom around us is by no means the key to breaking out of trouble. A Supreme Court justice who has refereed literally thousands of bankruptcy cases says there are some universal reasons for business failures. The reasons he feels are broader than just business failures alone. Reason number one, failure to face the facts. Number two, a hesitancy to act on those facts. Number three, misappropriating and misusing the resources that an individual has. The person who starts something in life and constantly changes his mind, beginning and quitting, seldom gets anything done. But the man who stays with his task, plugging away a little at a time, is the person who eventually gets to the top. At best, life is short. You can make some mistakes, but there are some you can't afford to make. You can't afford to be the greatest success if you've never learned how to live. No wonder Moses prayed, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Face the facts, act on them, use your resources wisely. If God is the last referee of life should say, "Enough," and you should stand in His presence today, would He judge you as being very successful, relatively successful, or not successful at all? That, of course, depends upon His definition and yours as well. But remember, He has the last word. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh.